Hi everyone, my name's Marcus and I'm here to talk to you about my journey from dancing on the streets to running my own performing arts academy. It's been quite a ride. When I was growing up, formal dance lessons in ballet or tap were out of the question because my family simply didn't have the money. My introduction to dance came entirely from the streets. I used to hang around block parties, just watching the older kids. A lot of people assume it was the acrobatic backflips that first caught my attention, but actually I was completely mesmerised when I saw a guy do a headspin. From that exact moment, I knew I wanted to learn how to do it.
Finding a place to practice was our first major hurdle. We obviously couldn't afford to rent professional studio space. For a while, my friends and I would try to dance in the local shopping centre, but the security guards would always chase us away after a few minutes. Eventually, we got lucky and were allowed to use a room at the local youth club. It became our safe haven, a place where we could blast our music and practice our routines for hours on end without bothering anyone.
Learning the techniques wasn't easy back then. Kids today have the internet to look up endless tutorials, but we had to be resourceful. I used to borrow hip-hop magazines to look at the photos, but what really taught me the foundational moves was an old video cassette that I stumbled across and bought for 50 pence at a local market. I must have paused and rewound that tape 1,000 times until it practically wore out.
When I was 17, I decided to enter a regional street dance competition. I had practiced a really complex routine and was hoping my technical skills would impress the judges. Honestly, though, nerves got the better of me, and my technique was pretty messy. Despite that, one of the head judges pulled me aside afterwards. He told me that while my moves needed polish, my energy was what made me stand out from the rest of the competitors. That gave me the motivation to keep pushing forward.
Breaking into the professional entertainment industry was tough. I went to dozens of auditions for music videos, but kept getting rejected. I needed to pay the bills, so instead of a dancing role, I took a job as a lighting technician at a prominent local theatre. It felt like a detour, but it was actually a blessing in disguise, because it meant I could sit in the wings and watch professional dancers rehearse every single day. I soaked up everything I could about stage presence and choreography.
My transition into teaching happened quite by accident. A choreographer I knew fell ill and asked me to step in and cover his beginner's class. I was terrified, to be honest. I thought the best part of teaching would be seeing students finally nail a complex routine, but I soon realized that seeing their confidence grow week by week was far more rewarding. That was the spark that made me want to teach full-time.
Setting up my own performing arts academy was the next logical step, though it was daunting. Finding a suitable building to rent was surprisingly easy, and my friends and I spent weeks painting it ourselves to save cash. The real nightmare, which I hadn't anticipated at all, was sorting out the insurance. It took months to finalise before we could legally open our doors.
Choosing a name for the academy was another challenge. I had a massive list of potential names. For a long time, I nearly went with Street Beat, as it sounded catchy. But then a friend suggested Urban Motion, and it just clicked immediately. It felt professional, but still true to my roots. So that's the name painted above the door today.
People often ask me what advice I have for beginners. When new students come to my classes, everyone wants to jump straight into the flashy acrobatics and power moves. I have to slow them down. I always insist that mastering your footwork is the absolute key to becoming a versatile and successful dancer. If your base isn't solid, the tricks won't matter.
Looking ahead, things are as busy as ever. We're currently putting together a theatre showcase for the winter, which is a standard annual event for our students. But my big dream and my main project for next year is to host a summer festival in the local park. I want to bring the whole community together to celebrate street culture, music, and dance. It's a huge undertaking, but I can't wait to make it happen.